One had to take one lulav, one etzrek, two arovas, and three adasim. So that's a ramav and mokim of the chag to lek adas kosher, second the chag to lek kotim. This is the chiddush. You have no choice than to give it. You can take one hadas whose head was not chopped off. Kamuvan, if you can't find for yourself, if somebody else has it, then to borrow from them. What Shavu says after the first day, when he said, Rabbanan, and then there's room to be holding him, not even to ask a second person for his lulav, as long as you have one kosher hadas. Shavu says there also, if you had a choice on the first day of Yontif to go to a place that has a lulav or a place that has a minyan, and you can't do both, then the first day, Abba Minim is the rice, and therefore it's preferable to go over there. Seems the Mechaba Mitzvah La'oknam B'Kesher Goma. Lachatchila, once you tie them together with a full knot, which basically you cannot do on Yontif. Da'anish Nekshorim Zel Zel, one knot on top of the other one. Yishum Noi, that makes it look nice. V'yoch La'oknam B'min Acher. Since we paskin that Eged is not an intrinsic part of the Mitzvah, it's just for the Noi, so it's had a dream about to tie them up even with something else. Even though you say, well, maybe it's a chatzitza, it's a block between your hand and the Abba Minim, it's also not, because anything that's made to make it look nicer is not considered chatzitza. If also the leaves fell out of the rovers or whatever, in the fashion that it's mafsik, in between you, it's also not considered a hashtag, even though it's not part of the Abba Minim anymore because the leaves fell off. Because also, in the Minim and the chaitzit, it's the same min of the Abba Minim, and it's not considered chatzitza. Shalai b'min ha-chaitzis, he's already captured. If it's a different min, then it can be a problem with chatzitza, and therefore it's preferable to use one of the Abba Minim for tying it up. And it continues the Mechava, v'imloi ogdo mi b'oj yom, if you didn't tie it up before Yontif, v'oj shehute iguloi, or somehow it got opened up. And Yontif, you now make the full knot, because once again, you now make knots on Yontif, you have to make aniva, slip knot. Continues to remove the Yesh Misha Kosu, Lases, Akesha, Vederach Acher. Some people have a different way of connecting them. Shakofim, Svivis, Shleish, Aminim, Egel, the Teufel, Kirach, Teufel, Egel, Akkorov. They basically wrap something around all the minim, and they put the minim into this thing. This is basically similar to what we have today, they call the kosher cloth. We said before that you need a double knot. So the question is, this thing doesn't seem to be a double knot, it's just something that's holding them all together. So it says the meister, you should have a knot also. In other words, even if you're putting them in these kosher cloth to hold them together, but Lachatchila should make a knot on the bottom that also holding them together with a knot. The Yesh Likshu Adas Gavoy Yisim in Arava, the Adas should be a little bit higher up. The top of the Adas should be a little higher up than the top of the Arava. The Yashu Adas Varava Tzayich Yigar Alulov Veshitzu Koshol Shemin B'yodr Shasad Rochim. You should also pull the Adas and the Aravas down so that you're going to be holding in your hands. In other words, it'll be higher up, then you could be just holding on to this Koshol Gavoy and not even touching the Adas. So it should be low enough that's really in your hand. Those that say you should make three knots on the lulav, that's the minig. So here's a discussion: do we count the knot that's holding all three minim together as one of those three, in which case you just make two more aside from the one on the bottom, or you make three aside from the one on the bottom? So it's a machlekes apoyskim lemaisa. Shouldn't tie it up too much also that you can't shake it. You have to have a top tefach of the shidra opened up. It's more than a tefach on the top of the whole lulav. That should not be bound up, so you should be able to shake it.